Yo, yo, yo. Thanks for listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Upgrade to a new Chevrolet with new safety and technology features, lower maintenance for the same or better payment, only at Lakewood Chev. Click on the icon right here on the website.
And I don't know if I've ever seen a series where a team has played as well as they have to be down 3-0 like the Wild.
Yeah, and you got that right. I think that's the most frustrating part about this thing for this team. It's not like they've been bad. And, you know, we're doing our job asking them what they need to do to be better. And to be frank, they just need a score. Everything else, they've probably dominated the Blues in, I would say, nearly every statistical category except for the one that matters most. And a lot of that is you can talk up to Blues goaltender Jake Allen. He's becoming a star right in front of our eyes this postseason. 51 saves in game one, and he's really rode that through the rest of the series so far. And now the Wild have their backs against the wall, and then they need to win tonight, otherwise their season's done. So, yes, as close as these games were, while they're on the wrong end of it, and I don't think they could be much more frustrated than they are right now.
Dane, you look at the stats, and you're absolutely right. You know, one that jumps out, the Blues have been outshot 117 to 79 in the series. I never thought Jake Allen would give the Blues better goaltending than the Wild would get. But I'm wondering, when you go beyond that, is Minnesota getting the real quality second and third chances?
No, and that's definitely something. The shot totals maybe a little misleading. It shows who has the puck. But a lot of these, everyone knows, and especially people in Minnesota know, that's kind of Mike Gill's style. He funnels everything to the outside, allows those wide-angle shots, as long as his team is able to limit those shots, you know, in and around the crease, in the slot. And you haven't seen a lot of that out of the Wild. A lot of that is because of what the Blues are doing. They're doing a really good job boxing out, playing that Mike Gill kind of muck-it-up style of game. But it also, I mean, it goes on to the Wild, too. At some point, you need to kind of stand up and out-physical somebody, because it's proving time and time again that, you know, they're getting these one shots, but they're not getting the two shots, mm-hmm. the three shots, you know. And that's where you score. I mean, you're not going to go bar down snipe every time. I mean, you have to go get some rebound goals, some greasy goals, like they call it. And, you know, they talk about it, and they just have to go out and do it. And I think tonight could be a start. They seem, I guess, pretty motivated. I think they were pretty defeated after game three, but they know what's on the line tonight, and I don't think they want their season to be done yet.
Now, they've played very well, but they're not winning. So any changes they're making, or is Bruce Boudreau saying, hey, guys, we just got to keep playing the same way, and eventually we're going to win? Or what do you think they're going to try to do to solve a red-hot Jake Allen?
He's shuffling the lines up, or at least he did in practice yesterday. Just kind of threw all his lines in the blender and see what came out. Breezy said it yesterday. You try anything at this point. They have three goals in three games. So, I mean, no significant changes in the lineup as far as guys coming in, guys coming out. But you will see a different, you know, trio on almost every single line tonight, I would imagine. Bruce is kind of, you know, hiding, you know, playing his hand close to his chest, saying he didn't change the lines, but you saw it in practice yesterday. Those were new lines, and I think you'll see it in the game tonight.
Dane, it's a bit of a cliche, but it's a cliche for a reason. It's true right across the board. If you're playing from behind, you don't win as many games. While it's only one goal sometimes, Minnesota's got to get on the board first. Every team is better playing ahead than from behind, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And not only would it change the way the Wild played, it would give them a lot of confidence, I'm sure, but it would change the way the Blues play. As soon as they get one, and Mike Gill said it today, if they get one, they'll pack it in, you know. And then you've seen it. If they can get that first goal, they don't necessarily change the way they play, but they are way more content to defend. And that doesn't really bode well for the Wild. So it's twofold there. I think more importantly, it would be about the Wild just giving themselves some confidence. I think Jake Allen is firmly in their head right now. And if you could pop one in the first, say, 10 minutes tonight, perhaps that gives them a little bit of confidence going into the rest of the game. But I think if they're off, held off the score sheet for you know, 10, 20 minutes, I think they will start to get a sense of doubt creeping in their mind because they haven't been able to beat Allen yet with regularity. So it's definitely something they'll be thinking about if they can't solve him early tonight.
Dan Mizutani from the St. Paul Pioneer Press, beat reporter for the Minnesota Wild, joins us. So Wild on the brink of elimination. They will need to win tonight, and they'll need to win three other times if they want to move on to the second round, down 3-0 to the St. Louis Blues. Neither power play in this series has done much thus far. The Wild are 1-for-10 and the Blues are 1-for-9, so it's, you know, it's fairly even in that department. And usually, you know, to get some offensive flow going, sometimes you obviously you want to score 5-on-5, but maybe you get some easier ones. Has the power play looked good, just can't finish, Allen, or has it looked lethargic?
The power play has been, you know, a little bit of both. I guess it's been kind of hit or miss in both games, or all three games. But yes, they look kind of out of sorts at times, but I think a lot of that goes back to Jake Allen. They're rushing their shots. They know he's going to be in the right position, or they feel he's always going to be in the right position. So they're gripping the stick a little tight. They're rushing to get to their spots. And, you know, last game, they frankly just couldn't even gain the zone. So that wasn't all Jake Allen. But it's been a little bit of both. But certainly something, you know, the cliches are power plays win games in the playoffs, and or special teams do. And the Wild haven't got any success in that area this postseason. So, you know, three goals in three games isn't going to cut it. Devin Dubnyk's been pretty good, only allowing two goals in each of the three games. So their offense needs to stand up. They're the best 5-on-5 team throughout the regular season as far as offense is concerned. Second best scoring team in the entire NHL behind the Penguins in the regular season. So at some point, you would think their offense is going to snap out of this, but they're running out of time pretty quick here.
Yeah, Dana, I mean, I completely agree. And if you know Devin, he's a very even-keeled guy. He's a smart guy, and it's interesting you mention him. You're not here. No, Dubnyk steals a game, but the fact is, and it's strange, I just looked, his save percentage in the regular season was .923. It's exactly the same right now through three games. So while he's not stealing stuff, he's providing a chance to win. They got to put some pucks in the net.
Exactly. I mean, you hear the cliche all around the hockey league. It's a three-goal league. And frankly, if the team who can get to three goals first normally wins the game, if the Wild get to three goals in any of these games, you know, St. Louis popped an empty netter at the end. So for all intents and purposes, these are 2-1 games, 2-1 wins, all three of them for St. Louis. If the Wild can get the three goals, they'll win tonight, I think.
Dane, we appreciate it. Enjoy the series. Interesting one to watch because I don't know if I've ever seen a team dominate as much as they have for 180 minutes and yet lose every game. So if they could get to Jake Allen early, then who knows, maybe they got a shot.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. Anytime.